Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this December 7th, 2017. This is Payman Mutahideh, the founder and president of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, a school created over 20 years ago in 1996 to help educate and empower you, the average American, on how to live free of oppressive taxation and control by teaching you about the U.S. Constitution, the law, your rights, how corrupt our system has become, and what you need to do to regain your freedoms now as an individual, as well as work with other like-minded individuals to return America to freedom. Freedom Law School asserts that there is no law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. In fact, I've had a $300,000 income tax reward on this issue and two other income tax issues for 18 years, since 1999. And even though the IRS has been spying on me and Freedom Law School for over 24 years that I know of continuously, and has amassed tens of thousands of pages on me and Freedom Law School, not one of their employees or lawyers ever attempts to come forward and show the law that requires you or me or the average American, supposedly requires us to file and pay the federal income tax. It is just a scam because the American people have been turned into a slave. As you see what's going on right now, we have a deep state that's been firing the President Trump. You all see that right now what's going on. You watch Fox News, Sean Hannity and those guys, you can see there's a corrupt system that we have right now going on that is fighting this outsider president who's trying to clean up the system. They don't want him. They were just fine with the Bush crime family or the Clinton crime family or the Obama stooge criminal. They're all insiders. The last two decent presidents we had were Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. After that, they're all a bunch of crooks and criminals. And Americans for a long time, for decades, have been enslaved. And I want to share with you how to live free tonight. And I'm going to talk tonight especially about taxes. Because folks, you know, and also they stopped at the withholding tax. And why is it important, the income tax issue? Because maybe you want to stop the employer from stealing taxes illegally from their paycheck. And you want to do that. And you have a right to that. I'm going to help you tonight on part one of this topic. This is going to be a several conference call topic. So check out parts two and three and upcoming parts that will complete this picture that I'm going to give to you on what this is, how it works, and what to do, okay, in a practical, realistic, legally correct way that has a high chance of working given the corrupt situation that we have with our government. An income tax issue, folks, is an important issue because the average American has no savings and is a debt slave. Yes, you are a debt slave. In other words, the savings rate in America is about 0%, which means that for those millionaires and billionaires that do have savings and have more savings, the masses of American people, poor middle class, even lower rich class, are in debt. They're buying groceries with their credit cards, paying 25% interest to the banksters. For the groceries you buy to feed your family. Why? One reason is our corrupt money system, because our banks, private banks, own our money and lend it out to everybody at interest. Chase, Citi, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, these big banks that control the New York Federal Reserve banks. These crooks loan out money to the government and you at interest. That's part of it. But the other part is that your money is being stolen from you before you even see it, a good chunk of it. So I'm going to help you understand how is it that your money has been stolen and how to stop that thievery, that the corrupt deep state of bureaucrats, judges, and top-level politicians to reduce you to a slave. And the average American, the average juror, average citizen doesn't know this stuff, folks. They simply don't know because they control the corrupt media as well. New York Times, Washington Post, all the major newspapers, ABC, CBS, NBC, folks, they control all the major source of information out there to keep you ignorant and in slavery. But you're going to get the answers, the solutions at Freedom Law School like no place else, folks. Freedom Law School is the most successful tax honesty, tax freedom group in the history of the tax freedom movement since World War II. That's right, folks. No organization has lasted as long and has as many successes as Freedom Law School has had for over 20 years. I've been at it, folks. And the IRS wants me to shut up, and they can't. And I'm going to help you live free if you understand and rely on the law. Go to our website. Check out our education material. There's a lot more there. Start from the top of our education material. Go down. Be sure to sign up for our emails. They'll be going to send you education material by email. Get your free freedom education package mailed to you and get the emails on a regular basis. Listen to those. And we have many courses and freedom packages available to help educate you, understand what's going on. And if you want help defend you, get these crooks in the IRS off of your back. I personally have beaten the IRS more than once. And many of our students have beaten the IRS as well because law is a game. You need to master it at a very basic level to win. You don't need to be a PhD, go to law school. I didn't. So if I can do it as a foreigner, that's right, I was born in Iran, folks. Came to America at age 14. If I can do it, you were born here. You can do it better than me. This is your first language, my second language. So let's talk about this, folks. Let's talk about getting you out of credit card debt. Let's talk about you saving some money. Let's you talk about you be able to get your family some good food on your table. You don't have to buy, force to buy cheap cereals and grains and sugary, crackery, donuts, snacks just because they're cheap, because you can't afford good meat. Okay, a lot of Americans have problems buying good meat. Can't buy red meat or seafood because your money being stolen from you to make the banksters richer, to make the deep state, corrupt government, and the special interest, big military contractors, okay, the big insurance companies, big oil companies, the pharmaceutical drug companies, all these people, fat cats, live off the federal government giving them benefits with your hard labor that you work hard. They take it and give it to the people with connections to the politicians, top of the bureaucrats like Clinton's and Bush's and Obama's and McCain's and Romney's. So let's do something about it, folks. It starts with you taking this issue seriously. Educate yourself, number two, take action, and Freedom Law School can be on your side if you want. We help many people win. Today, you should have, as always, your personal computer, laptop, smartphone, tablet in front of you because I'm going to show you the law from the government's own website that will help you live free. That's right. The law is published so we can all read it and understand and follow it. It used to be, you know, for longest time that you had to go to a law library to look up the laws, and they would hit it from you and the jurors. Now you can find the law on yourself on the internet so easily. It's a revolution, folks. Join the revolution. Look up and read the law for yourself. Don't believe me, the government, or anybody, okay? So let's go to your personal computer, open up your, you know, tab, your computer browser, okay? Now, by the way, as far as search engines, I don't use Google unless I absolutely have to. Do not use Google. Use DuckDuckGo.com or some other browser. StartPage.com is not a good one. It's private. DuckDuckGo doesn't spy on you. It's a good search engine. Google spies on you, filters and censors what you get to see. So do not use Google whenever you can. Go to DuckDuckGo.com. And I want you to, okay, type this on your computer, okay? 26 space USC space 7701. And then hit enter on your telephone keypad. So 26 USC 7701. Okay? Now what I just so what this is very simple, folks. What I just gave you. Federal laws are in different categories. There's about 52 categories, I think, right now, federal law approximately. I lost count. It used to be 50. They added more categories. They put them in a bunch of categories or titles they call codes. It's same as a category. Okay? And they call those categories United States Code. So United States category or title. Think of it that way. And the category or Title 26 is on taxes. So when you type in 26 USC, you're looking up Category 26 of United States Code. USC is an abbreviation of that. It doesn't stand for University of Southern California. You know, when I was in California, it stands for United States Code. And that is the entire IRS code. The whole IRS Internal Revenue Laws are there. And there's, you know, tons of sections and subsections. We're going to look for section 7701. They have them all numbered. So we'll look up 7701. Now, when you come up on your computer, you're usually going to get Cornell Law School, law.cornell.edu. It's for most people, usually comes up the first source. Okay, they're a very good law school, put out this stuff for free. And you're also going to get gpo.gov. It usually comes up also up there. That's from the government printing office, from the executive branch. I want you to go down to the one that starts with uscode.house.gov. That is the law as published by the legislature of the federal government. There's two of them. There's a Senate and House of Representatives. This is from the House of Representatives. Okay? So go to the one that comes up, uscode.house.gov, the one that gives you 26 USC 7701. Put your mouse on that, right-click on that, and open that link in a new tab. There you see definitions come up. Section 7701, definitions, okay? So what it says, A, when used in this title, this is Title 26, Category 26, tax laws, where not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof, and to define all these things like person, partnership or partner, corporation, domestic, foreign, fiduciary, stock. I mean, all these basic things that you think, duh, everybody knows what that means, right? Look at number 8, United States. You know, keep going down. You know, they define so many things. Number 17, A17 is husband and wife. Now, why would you need to define such basic terms? Because they can define things in law that mean different than the ordinary language meaning that we use in everyday talk. It could be the same or it could be different. So to make sure that there's no misunderstanding, this section 7701 is pages and pages of defining so many different key terms. Just scroll down for yourself and see this is just a long section defining so many things. And so many of these things that are there, the definition is very complex. And sometimes the definition is very short. And at other times, the definition refers you to a different section of the law to understand the definition of what this is about. So let's scroll down, folks, on here, 7701A16. 7701A16, withholding agent. Now, before we do that, folks, let's reread what we read at the beginning, 7701A. When used in this title, were not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof, that's what this means. So what does that mean in a more plain language? What this means, this is not someplace else clearly shown that this is not so. This definition would not make sense. Clearly shown. Or is manifestly incompatible, which means this is obviously very clear. There's no way this definition could make sense in any way whatsoever. This is the definition. It's really a useless part, in my opinion. But, basically they're saying, look, this is the definition. If you say it's not this, the burden of proof is on you to show that the definition is something different than this. Okay? So again, you can see all this other stuff. Let's go to 7701A16. By the way, folks, I will answer your personal freedom questions, tax questions, IRS, state income tax agencies, police, bureaucrats of any kind after this class tonight. Every night that I do this calls, I will do a class, and then I question and answer session to get your questions answered for you. So A16, what does this say? It defines withholding agent. Well, folks, isn't that if you're an employee or a boss at your company that withholds from your paycheck? They're withholding. They're acting as an agent of the government and withholding money or taxes from your paycheck, right? And let's read that, and it actually confirms that. It says, the term withholding agent means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the provisions of Section 1441, 1442, 1443, or 1461. Okay, there it is, folks. It's very clear. So withholding agent is someone who's required to deduct and withhold taxes under these four sections. So if your boss is somebody that's supposed to withhold from your paycheck, it's got to be under these four sections of the IRS code. Otherwise, he's not allowed by law to take your money. Because remember, folks, power to tax is a power to destroy. Why is it that, folks? Because if you can tax somebody 90%, 95%, 99%, you can practically destroy him. You have no money for food, no money for shelter, for electricity, for necessities of life. You can destroy them. So power of taxation, is something very dangerous that's always been looked at very narrowly against the government. Okay, because it's, the founding fathers didn't fight for revolution against King of England to give us another tyranny of the big, powerful banks, corporations, and special interests, lobbyists that own the politicians and the deep state. That's not what the founding fathers fought for. They fought for freedom, for themselves, and you, their posterity, their children, and great, 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 great grandchildren. So that's why this stuff is important, folks. So we're going to go and look up these four code sections, folks. I want you to now come with me, go through a journey, and look up these four code sections, okay? The first code section is section 1441. So open up a new tab on your computer and type in this one, 26 space USC 1441. And again, you'll see a bunch of sources give you this law. Go to the one that's the uscode.house.gov version. Why? Because I don't want anybody ever to doubt we got the law. Because the crooked government lawyers in court, they say, well, judge, we don't know if that's the law. That's published by some private company, private organization. They may have it wrong. Believe it or not, folks, the crooked deep state government lawyers in court argue stuff like that to get out of it. I want the laws published by the legislature of the House themselves. There's no way, no way they can argue it's not the law. Okay? Because it comes as published by the legislature, House of Representatives themselves, the lawmaker, okay, along with the U.S. Senate. So let's go put a mouse on that law and open a link in a new tab, section 1441. Withholding of tax on non-resident aliens. That is interesting. What is a non-resident alien? Well, an alien is someone who's not American. It's not from here, right? A resident is someone that lives here, right? And a non-resident alien is a foreigner that does not live here. That simple. Okay? A foreigner that doesn't live in the United States, you're supposed to withhold tax on them. Now, the heading of these laws of chapters legally don't mean anything. So that's fine. Although they're usually very, very accurate, but we're going to go to the actual language of the law. Now, let me tell you something about these laws, folks. They write these laws to be very specific and accurate and cover a most detailed, minutiae situation. They don't write them for simplicity for you to understand. And I'm sorry to tell you, folks, many of you, your English reading level is not very good because the school you went to sucked. American public system sucks, okay? And American people are not able to read very good, okay? You know, I came from Iran, I was shocked that had better reading skills coming from Iran in ninth grade than high schoolers or college students in America. Okay? But I'll work with you folks. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about yourself if you don't understand this mumbo jumbo English writing. I'll make it easy for you. What I'll do is help you just cut to the language as relevant. And the other superfluous, extra, unnecessary, irrelevant language, we can skip it through. You can, on your own time, take your time, and please do sometime, read it 5 times slowly to make sure it's there. So you're not going to take my word for it because the law is right there. I just gave it to you. You can take your time, read it very slowly. Anything you don't understand, look it up in a dictionary to make sure you understand it. But I want to help you cut through the chase, okay? So here's what it says, general rule. Except as otherwise provided in subsection C, all persons in whatever capacity acting, okay, and in the parentheses he lists all his capacities, good, we got it, anything, any person, any capacity. Let's pass the stuff in the paragraph. Having the control, receipt, custody, disposal, or payment of any of the items of income specified in subsection B. Okay, to the extent that any of such items constitutes gross income from sources within the United States, okay, if it's gross income from inside America, of any non-resident alien individual or any foreign partnership shall, except as otherwise provided in whatever, the paragraph, right? Deduct and withhold from such item a tax equal to 30% thereof. Except, you know, and then whatever exception there is to that. So basically, folks, you see here, you can read it for yourself after I'm done with the call on your own, that if you are a non-resident alien, anyone in whatever capacities who's paying you pretty much anything that's gross income, they are supposed to withhold 30%, but the key is you have to be a non-resident alien individual or foreign partnership. So, after this, folks, we can pretty much go to the other section, because that was a key part of this whole section, was about foreigners, right? Non-resident alien individual or foreign partnership, which is not you. You are Americans on this call, I suspect. So let's look at the other laws, maybe those other laws. Other code sections are the ones that require your employer to withhold tax from your pay, right? Section 1442. Let's look it up. Pick up another browser, open up on your computer 26 space USC. Space 1442. Enter. Right? Again, it comes up in several different websites. This section 1442. And go to the uscode.house.gov version. Click on that. Open that link in a new tab. There it is. It says withholding of tax on foreign corporations. And as we'll read it, folks, you're going to find the same thing. Okay? What does it say? In case of foreign corporations subject to taxation under this title, it shall be deducted and withheld at source in the same manner and on the same items of income as is provided in section 1441. We just read that. A tax equal to 30% thereof. Okay, basically, same thing we just read, applying it to foreign corporations, which none of you are, y'all human beings, right? So this is not it. This is not the law under which your employer is trying to withhold from your paycheck. Well, let's go look up some more. Let's see, what's the other two sections? Oh, section 1443. Let's look that up just to make sure. So open up a new tab, type in 26 space USC 1443. Maybe this is the one. The reason why your employer withholds from your paycheck. Bobby, if you're an employer, why are you withholding from your pay, your people? Right? Are you a withholding agent? Get a couple of employees? Is this the reason why you withhold from the paycheck? Let's see. As an employer, does it apply to you? Do you have to be an agent of the government to withhold taxes from the pay of your people? Again, this law comes up on the several versions of it. Let's go to the uscode.house.gov version. Open that link in a new tab. And, here it goes. It comes up, foreign tax exempt organizations. And it says, in the case of income of a foreign organization subject to the tax imposed by Section 511, this chapter shall apply to income includable under Section 512. Okay, folks, sorry for that interruption. So let's read that section 1443. In the case of income of a foreign organization subject to the tax imposed by Section 511, this chapter shall apply to income includable under Section 512 and computing its unrelated business taxable income, but only to the extent and subject to such conditions as may be provided under regulations prescribed by the Secretary. Well, that doesn't apply to you anyway at all. If you go to B, part of this law, again, it talks about foreign organization, which is not you. So, hey, this is not what requires an employer to withhold from the a wage earner, a salaried person. So this is not it. This is not the reason for withholding from your pay. Let's look at the last section of the law, 1461, okay? So bring up a new tab on your computer, type in there 26 space USC 1461. Okay, let's look, search this up. Let's get to the bottom of this, folks. 1461. Okay, go to the version that's published by House of Representatives, uscode.house.gov. Open that link in a new tab, and there it is. Liability for withheld tax. It says every person required to deduct and withhold any tax under this chapter is hereby made liable for such tax and is hereby indemnified against the claims and demands of any person for the amount of any payments made in accordance with provisions of this chapter. So all that is there is if you're required to withhold money from somebody, you know, the person you're taking money from, the taxes from, you're protected. You're indemnified against that person who took taxes out of their money. A foreign corporation, non-resident alien, foreign partnership, right? Any of these entities, they cannot sue you for you having withheld money from them under the law. Okay, so this is not it, folks. This is not the law that requires withholding a tax from your paycheck. So, folks, now that you know the law, you see the law, comes the next step. This is step one. Step two, I'm going to give you an overview of it tonight, but I'm going to cover it in more detail next week. And I've done this subject in several different conference calls. Why? Because I don't want to give you too much in one session to blow your brain, okay? It's a little bit more complex, and I'd rather break it up in different parts, give it to you piece by piece, even though they're all are relevant, they all are important, they all matter, connected. You should listen to all of it to do it correctly. But I'm going to give it to you piece by piece so you have a chance to absorb this. Look at this for yourself a little bit more detail on your own. Verify what I'm telling you is completely true for yourself. Don't believe me. This is the law. I'm just showing you from the published by the government. And then you can go take a next step. So what you got to do is this, folks. In the past, when patriots, in 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 1990s, even the early 2000 years, when they had an issue with the IRS or the employer, you know, they would just say, code section such and such says that. They would learn from some other patriot leader organization that some court case or some law code section says this. And they have the quotes from that court case, the code section from somebody else, okay? And they had not looked up and read the law for themselves. And the crooked government and would ignore it. If they come out, they got to try to put him in jail, you know, they would not be actual copy of the law. So they would say, you know, the jury doesn't know that's not the law, or it is. They would say, well, that can't be the law, obviously. He got his article from somebody out there in a American movement, freedom movement, wrong information. The law obviously doesn't say that. Because we, the American jurors on this jury, are, you know, we file on income tax. Obviously, there is a law. That's why. So this guy, whatever he's got, quotation of law, he's got his bunch of bunk. Well, here we're going to have the full text of the law printed from a government's own website. The legislature, the lawmaker, the House of Representatives, we have the law from them. So, and we're going to confront and give it to the employer, to the IRS, to the courts, relying on the actual language of the law. Now, they can ignore it because remember, the deep state is in control. You know, look at Hillary Clinton violated so many national security laws because if you remove one document from government files, one document, or take one picture of you inside a military installation or submarine, you can go to prison. And people have gone to prison for as little as that. And crooked Hillary Clinton put a server to get top secret special access stuff, a wholesale coming to her house and emailing it to willy-nilly and violate our national security laws so many ways, and they still let her get away with breaking the law because the deep state protects their own, protects crooks and criminals like Hillary Rotten Killington. That woman and her husband murdered many people and stole this country, but they're so corrupt. And the people in the Department of Justice, this guy named Rosenstein, who's on the Jeff Sessions Attorney General, FBI Comey, and Mueller, Comey, Mueller were Republicans under Bush. Doesn't matter, they're Republican insider crooks. Okay, these guys are covered up for the crooked Hillary. Okay, so now we can confront them with the law, and that makes it much, much, much harder for these guys to try to ignore the law because you got the printed version of the law. So I want you to print these laws. When I refer to these things, I want you to print the full page, and it shows where you got it from, okay? Now, one more law we're going to look at is going to be the U.S. Supreme Court case, okay? This U.S. Supreme Court case is easy to find. Type in Gould, V. Gould, and I'm going to spell it out for you, okay? It's Gould space V period space Gould space 1917. Hit enter, and I'm going to tell you exactly what we did right now. Okay? This is a U.S. Supreme Court called Gould versus Gould. It was a divorce case, husband and wife, okay? And the name was Gould. Last name was Gould, Gould, okay? This is a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. So by putting these keywords, on the internet, it will come up, okay? Several people will give you the law for you. In fact, for me, it came up, findlaw.com, Supreme Justicia comes up. Legal comes up, you know, so it's all there. Let's go to any one of them that you know you like because they all work good. I'm not sure which version you got, but they're all good. So click on whatever, Find Law, for example. I got the one. Doesn't matter. They're all the same. Right click on any of those and open that. Click in a new tab. And you see it says Gould v. Gould. It says United States Supreme Court. That's U.S. Supreme Court. Gould v. Gould. Okay? And it's 1917. Okay? And the citation for that also comes in there. You see that is 245 U.S. 151, 152. It's basically a very short two-page U.S. Supreme Court case. Okay? All right. What I like about this court case is, first of all, it's unanimous. All the nine U.S. Supreme Court justices Agreed. In fact, it says that. If you read it, the third line, it says, Mr. Justice McReynolds delivered the opinion of the court. Sometimes they don't agree. There's a 5-4 split in decision, 6-3, or 8-1. There's a disagreement. One Supreme Court justice says the law is this way, the other one sees it a different way. Not here. They all agree, the U.S. Supreme Court, on this issue. Okay? Now, what I want you to do, I want you in this very short Supreme Court case that you will print out also, okay? I want you to go to paragraph, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There's two big paragraphs and then a third paragraph. And that third paragraph is the key part, okay? And I will read it with you. It says, in the interpretation of statutes levying taxes, that means whenever you interpret the meaning of laws, levying means imposing taxes. It is the established rule. Established rule means what? Well-known rule, well-known established, no question about it. Not to extend their provisions by implication beyond the clear import of the language used. Okay? So you're not supposed to make the law go beyond, by implication, beyond what's clearly the language of the law says. Or to enlarge their operations as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Again, you're not supposed to enlarge the operation, make it bigger, cover more things, to embrace things, matters that are not specifically in the law stated. If the law specifically does not tax a thing, it is not taxed. It is that simple, folks. And the Supreme Court goes further. It's as if that wasn't enough. And it says, in case of doubt, they are construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen. So if there's any doubt, if there's that the law covers only what it says, it's most strongly going to be interpreted, construed against the government's taxing power and in favor of you, the citizen, not being taxed. Of course, you see, they refer to several previous U.S. Supreme Court decisions, you know, for that. United States versus Wigglesworth, American Net and Twine Company versus Worthington, Benzinger versus the United States. This is well established, folks. There is no question about this at all. But folks, we live in a matrix of lies. You all seen the movie Matrix, right? In late, 1999, it came out, I think, with Neo. You know, you've taken the red pill, folks, of the truth. And the rabbit hole is getting deeper and deeper, folks. Most Americans, your employers, the employees of the IRS, okay, they live in the, and even the judges, they say in the blue pill for the longest time. And you're going to confront them with the red pill of the truth. You didn't know about this stuff back then, 5, 10, 20 years ago, did you? You were not stupid. Nothing wrong with you. You just didn't know. You were just ignorant. Doesn't mean you're not an ignorant person, because obviously we're all born ignorant as a newborn baby. We just all gain knowledge as we grow older. And now you become knowledgeable by educating yourself. So remember, the other people you're going to talk about this stuff need to go through the same process of getting their minds opened up to the situation. Put yourself in their shoe, because they were in your shoes back then when you were fresh to all this stuff. So what you have to do, folks, to make it easy for them is to print out also this Gould versus Gould U.S. Supreme Court, all of it. And it's short. Thank goodness it's a nice, short case, fits in 2 pages at most on your paper. And based upon this, we'll cover this next week, you will write to your employer. Okay? But before I write to your employer, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to give one more step before you go to your employer, just to be sure. Because you see, let me tell you something. The deep state folks, the big banks, corporations, military contractors that live off of your money, these government employees that get lifetime pensions and make good, comfortable salaries, they don't struggle like you in a private enterprise system making life. They get guaranteed pay with your taxes. They all get the benefit from your enslavement. Okay? These guys, they don't like the fact that you want to free yourself. And in some cases, they come after people like you who start withholding from your paycheck, and they charge you with tax evasion. How are you evading taxes? Because you stop the so-called automatic withholding of income tax that most Americans, just about everybody knows, supposed to be on their wages and salaries. And you then file and pay income tax later on either. They consider that tax evasion. And they take you before a jury of uninformed Americans. A lot of them are government workers or work at big corporations that better paying jobs because they can take a week or two for a jury trial. Most Americans that work in the private sector cannot afford to take a week or two or longer off to be juror. So you end up being tried by a bunch of government workers who benefit from the system, who file and pay income tax. And they're jealous of you because you get to live a better life because you did not pay the slavery income tax as they did. And the government lawyer will play that tune to the feelings of the jurors, to make him jealous of you, to hate you, to say, yeah, I file and pay income tax, I withhold it from my paycheck, I pay my fair share of taxes, why didn't he? Why doesn't he? He should go to jail because of tax cheat like him that we end up paying more. That's part of the scam for them to get you and silence you. You need to fight that with the law. That's why you're going to print out the law. But I want you to do one more thing, folks. Before we do this, folks, take all of this and send it with a letter to your House of Representative member and your two U.S. senators. Combined, they're all called your congressmen. The Senate and House of Representatives combined are Congress. All three of them. Your two U.S. senators and your House of Representative member. Send them with you. You can write in your old board and say, look, I want to go to my employer and stop withholding on my income tax because he's insisting that I have been withholding. And I think he is wrong. Here's a copy of the IRS code defining withholding agent, which refers to these three code sections that basically says there's got to be withholding from foreign persons and entities. Now, of course, I'm none of those. I'm an American citizen. I'm going to go to him and tell him to stop withholding from my paycheck. Before I go to him and do that, I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. I want you explicitly and clearly tell me if I'm wrong on this because I got the U.S. Supreme Court in Gould versus Gould unanimous say tax is not clearly specified is not there. And withholding agent, which my employer is specifically defined. So, please give me a straight answer. Did I get that law wrong from the House Representative website or not? Did this law change? Did the U.S. Supreme Court decision change down the road on taxing laws? Show me that I'm wrong on this IRS code section 7701, A16, 1441, 1442, 1443, and 1461. And here's a copy for you. If I'm wrong, please let me know before I'm going to go to my employer. And give them, I'll wait 30 days. Give you plenty of time to research this and give me an answer. And I bet you what, they'll either ignore you, politicians, they spend folks more than half their time, every day, 4 hours a day, raising money to get reelected. That's true, folks. That's how corrupt the system is. These whistleblower organizations tell you. The way government works, folks, these guys raise, they spend 4 hours a day calling for money for the next election. That's what's recommended that most legislators do. You want to get again a committee assignment, be a part of the committee or hire or chairman of the committee, you got to raise a lot more money, more time calling. You don't spend time listening to the American people about their concerns. That's for the gullible. That's for the naive congressman. The professional raise money from the big banks, corporations, and big money people that want favors from government, and that with that money, you go to the average dummy American and fool them that you're a honest guy that really represent the American people, not the big banks and corporations that paid for your re-election advertising campaign. So they probably ignore you. Well, if they ignore you, they're saying you're right. If they answer you by giving you some off-the-wall answer, irrelevant answer, not refuting this stuff, they're admitting you're right. If they want to change the question to something else, ignoring his court sections of the law, they're saying you're right. Because that's why they want to change the subject. Like a little kid, 2-year-old kid gets hurt. What's the best way to get the kid not to hurt? Distract him with something else. Oh, look at the birdie over there. You know, forget about the pain, right? They want to do the same thing to you, like you're a dumb little 2-year-old toddler, by changing the subject. If they can refute this, please do me the favor and bring it to attention of me at Freedom Law School right away. How do you want to see it? Now, the next thing they may do, they might say, I send your question to the IRS for an answer. Acceptable. IRS only executes the law as best as they know. The judges interpret the law as best as they know. But the law is made and written by the legislature. Yes, your legislature, those people are the most responsible to know what they wrote, their previous generation of lawmakers wrote. Demand that they answer the letter themselves, not somebody else pass the buck. So, folks, that's the first step. And after that, then you go to your employer and write to them a letter saying, look, here's the laws. As defining withholding agent, here's the full text of the law. By the way, section 7701, have the whole thing printed. The whole thing, whatever, 5, 6, 10 pages it is, print it all. But highlight or circle 7701A16 that defines withholding agent, so it stands out and all that. Okay, the other sections are pretty small, you know, but that is, you know, you want to clarify to see that A16 part. Also, gold versus gold, highlight and or circle the paragraph which is read for you to have it stand out, easy to read for them to notice it. And write to your employer, look, the law is very clear, written by the legislature for us all to follow. I wrote to my legislatures, all three of them demanded that they show me if I'm right or wrong, and none of them showed me I was wrong. So you need to stop stealing my money, starting next paycheck. Folks, that's where it starts, right there. Now, the language of those letters, I suppose I could write a proposed language for you guys. I'm considering doing that, you know, one way of doing that. But the main thing is that, you know, you just put those intent in. You can review this call, what I just said, and five times, and write it up based on what I said. You'll need a version from me. I'll get a version next week, okay? But you got to make sure that the words are, you like it, you agree with it, you believe in it. That's what matters, not what I propose necessarily, okay? I'm going to put a version and get you guys next week on how to do this thing. That's what part two is about. We're going to go over that next week. So with that, folks, we're done with the class portion of this conference call. Now I'm going to go to your questions, okay? And remember, folks, I'm going to try my best to answer questions on these conference calls. You can fax or email a U.S. mail Freedom Law School up to 10 pages of your paperwork and your questions, and I will answer them for you, review them at no charge. And sometimes your situation, I need to look at the paperwork, all of it in more detail to help you with your situation. And sometimes you may need to get one of our freedom packages, like the Royal Freedom Package, you know, or the Simple Freedom Package, others, to help you with your situation. But no matter what, folks, I'm going to direct you to a direction you need to go to find the answer you're looking for. Okay? If someone else can better help you, I'll tell you that too. Okay? Let's go to the call from area code 980. Call from America 980, please announce your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 980. The system is a little bit slow tonight, folks. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio, the system is a little slow tonight, not up to speed for some reason. I'm not sure what it is. So it's taking a little time to unmute the call from area code 980 to be able to ask their question. So I'm going to give it a little more time for it to do so. But, folks, I'm telling you this, folks. I think we live in very exciting times because I think we have a maverick, independent president since the days of Andrew Jackson in the 1830s. He was the president who stood up against the international banksters who owned the second privately owned Bank of the United States, okay, and vetoed Congress giving them the power to control our money that they had at that time. Okay, Bank of the United States, there was one before the Constitution, there was one after the Constitution, the first bank, and a second bank was passed again, and Andrew Jackson was a courageous, patriotic president. And he was the president for the masses, not for the elite, but for the masses. And the elite hated him because he was not a stooge of the elite like Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, the McCains, the Romneys, the Lindsey Grahams, these warmongers, okay? And, folks, let me tell you something else what I'm at is, folks, do not buy all this war propaganda against North Korea, Iran, or Russia, or China. It's all a bunch of BS, plain and simple. If you're a good person, if you claim you're a Christian, do not buy all the satanic lies that these guys want to fight with America and destroy and nuke America. That is utterly stupid. That would be suicidal because they know U.S. is the most powerful entity militarily by far in the world. And now some people tell you, oh, no, but these guys are crazy. The North Korea leader is crazy. You know, Iranian leaders, Ayatollahs are crazy. Like Saddam Hussein is crazy. No, they're not crazy, folks. That's stupid. That is so stupid. Come on, you can't buy that nonsense. They're not stupid. Nobody gets to be a leader of the country by being stupid, folks. You gotta be very smart and cunning to become a leader of a country. You don't get to be there by being stupid. Unless maybe your daddy was a president passed on to you. Even then, the other smart people will take it away from you. So don't buy all the war propaganda, because that is the worst thing. That is worse than we have in communism in America. You heard that? Worse than that. All these war propaganda out there, they're trying to get us into war. And I know many of you believe in the Constitution, and I do, and freedom, and I do. But even guys like Sean Hannity, you know, on Fox, he's all against North Korea danger and Iranian danger. He puts all his warmongers on TV. Don't buy it, folks. We don't need a big military. We need a military to protect our borders right there in Mexico, with Mexico. What the heck is our military doing out there in Libya, Iraq, all those countries in the world when our own border with Mexico is not protected? Is that the most stupid thing? Of course, the TV media doesn't talk about it, because, you know, they just want to control you with a narrative that keep you in fear, folks. Let your brain do your thinking. Do not let your heart do your thinking. Your heart, your emotions do not think. Got that? Remind yourself. My heart, my fears do not think. Think. No leader of the country got to be their top by being crazy. They may be very passionate, but they got to be very smart to get there. And they're not suicidal to send one or two nukes to America for America to nuke them with 100 nuclear bombs. Folks, with 100 nuclear bombs or less, the whole Earth life on Earth will disappear. Just from the cloud of the Earth will be covered with the cloud of it, of 100 bombs, nuclear bombs. These guys are not stupid, so don't buy all that stuff. Folks, I want to apologize to you. I'm going to end this call quickly tonight because Blocks have already got a problem with the system. It's not coming up right. I apologize to the caller. I cannot answer your question tonight. I have to end the call. But we're going to get that problem fixed. Please come back next Thursday night, and I'll be happy to give you guys part two of handling this issue of withholding from your employer. We'll even cover the issue of the Social Security income tax in the upcoming calls, folks. Yes, because that doesn't apply to you, the average working American, either. Surprise. But that'll be covered in the future calls. We're going to get our technical problem fixed up, folks. And hopefully by next year we'll be on video, folks, on these calls as well. So I'm going to thank you for calling, and I look forward to hearing from you again. Again, go to livefreenow.org and tell your friends about us. Tell them to get our posts on, become a fan of us on Facebook, and share that with your friends on Facebook, folks. That's a great tool to reach out to new people, folks. We're going to take America back, exercising our First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, to print and publish information, associate with like-minded individuals, assemble, gather with like-minded people like ourselves who care about America and freedom and our rights. And together we can take action for redress of our grievances against the crooked deep state corruption we have in America that has made America a banana republic. Yes, folks, we are a banana republic like Latin America, except we don't know about it. People just don't know about it. Wake up our family members, neighbors, coworkers, and get this information out there, folks. And we're going to, together, get our country back once again. Thank you. Have a good night. I'll be back with you next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone.